Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
All right, let's talk to Jeffrey Chedia. We just saw him on NFL Network doing his one last thing, and make sure you're following him at Jeffrey Chedia, NFL.com senior columnist. He's got great stuff up on the First Read, six initial thoughts heading into Championship Sunday, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. First of all, you were great, and thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. We know you're very busy right now.
What was
right
your now. One more thing? What was I didn't hear it. I just had the I had the video up, no audio. What's your one more thing, Chedia?
I was backing Stephon Diggs. I said he should be upset about losing that game last week. Supposed to be a Super Bowl champ, and they're sitting at home now. So that was giving him some love.
I got no problem with that. I got no
really?
Problem with
calling
that.
Out his quarterback? That was a good move for him. But in any event.
Yeah, he just said he didn't want to lose. I mean, I could see that.
I know, but he's
frustrated.
Yeah.
Can't always be a professional like we all are.
Yeah. It's always the diva wide receivers.
But, yes.
So, the one thing is you're in Kansas City and you got your sick big things up you're looking at for NFC champion for the championship Sunday. Just Mahomes, and you said it's the biggest challenge of his career, Jeffrey. Is it because of the ankle injury or because he's lost three consecutive times to Joe Cool and the Bengals the way Stephon Diggs did on Sunday?
I think it's both. I think it's both, to be honest. You know, I think he is going into this game, you know, really hobbled. But this is a team that really has had his number since they started playing, you know, whatever, last season. Three losses to this team in that time. He's been outplayed by Joe Burrow, the defensive coordinator for the Bengals. Lou Anarumo has had a great scheme to deal with Patrick's abilities. And I'll be honest with you, I think if the Bengals win this game and Burrow wins, they're the best team in the AFC. Like, all the talk about the Chiefs being the dominant team the last 5 years, that goes all the way over to Cincinnati.
I would agree with you, too, because that's the one thing. And look, the DeMar Hamlin situation happened how it happened, and nobody's, you know, complaining really about it. Cincinnati, I guess, could have. But like you said, they were winning that game, and they were at home. They just beat Buffalo very convincingly in the snow. And then, like you said, they go to Kansas City. What else in the AFC would be left for them to prove?
Yeah, well, and to me, every time I watch Joe Burrow play, it feels like I'm watching Tom Brady being reborn. And I know that, you know, for 20 years or whatever, 15 years, it was Brady versus Manning. And I feel like the Chiefs have had the luxury of being able to not have a really dominant player in the AFC for the last 3 years with a quarterback like the Bengals have, or even what Josh Allen brings to Buffalo. I mean, Tom Brady's been in the NFC, Aaron Rodgers has been in the NFC. And so they've never really been challenged in this way. And so it really does, you know, create for some interesting conversations around here now when you start hearing people say, hey, Joe Burrow may be playing the position of quarterback better than Patrick Mahomes. He may be an equal to Patrick Mahomes. Like, that was something that was never supposed to be even a topic for the next 15 years.
And then, you know, on top of all that, he does have the high ankle, and he tried to play. And then, he came back. I don't know if they shot it up with Toradol or water wrapped it, but he had some movement, but he was compromised. They have a good backup in Chad Henne. Just physically, and it isn't a high ankle sprain, is he going to be compromised in the AFC Championship game on Sunday, Jeff?
Yes, I think, you know, I have yet, you know, I played football in college, have friends who've had this injury. I've yet to hear somebody who's been an athlete at a high level or a medical person say, yeah, he's going to walk into this game on Sunday a week after having a high ankle sprain and be okay. I mean, to me, it was like watching what happened to Deebo Samuel a few weeks ago in the regular season, where it was just like, it looked like he might have broken his leg in the way he was moving around. And so much of Patrick's game, what makes him special is that mobility and the creativity, just the off-script stuff. And he can play from the pocket, but their offense, they rely so much on him being on the same page as receivers and being able to make things happen. Again, by improvising, that you take that away against a team that's already been able to play him well defensively. I just think it creates just a bigger challenge for you. Just, you know, he went out there and he was valiant in what he did in the second half of that game. They were 1-for-6 on third downs, and he threw for 100 yards. Like, that's not going to be the Cincinnati Bengals.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, plus, I mean, you could just see, I mean, he's not a traditional let's hit the back foot and throw. He's going to move around. He's going to scramble. He's going to throw from different angles. And there was none of that after he hurt that ankle. And I give him a ton of credit for wanting to play and everything else, but he certainly wasn't the same. He didn't have the same kind of movement skills.
No. And I love his fight and his competitiveness. And already, you know, people are putting out still photos around here of him working out at a local facility doing some rehab stuff. And it's almost starting to feel like they're trying really hard to make it sound like he's going to be able to be out there and be able to do some things. Like, the gamesmanship part of this is starting to kick in. Like, I don't know why a guy with a high ankle sprain trying to rehab would go to a public facility to work out and have people taking pictures of him. I don't think he's going to practice this week. I'd be shocked if he does anything. I think we're not going to know what he can do physically until Sunday. And again, the Bengals just went to Buffalo and beat up on a fully healthy Bills offense that was second in the league in scoring and has a pretty good quarterback in Josh Allen, held him 10 points. Like, I just think that they're playing at a level that they're not going to lose again.
Wow. So you're picking the Bengals to win this game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I think what the Lions moved, what? I think the Chiefs were favorites when the line opened on Sunday night, and they're already 2-point favorites. So I think I saw a quote from a gambling guy and say they had one bet on the Chiefs when the Chiefs were favored. And so I feel like, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm making too much of what I saw in that game in Buffalo, but that team looked like they could beat anybody right now in the NFL. Anywhere.
All right, that's going to be the second game. That's the AFC Championship game, 3:30 our time, and we're kicking in the high noon in Philly. So, the matchup in the AFC side is two of the best quarterbacks in football, obviously, and Patrick versus Cool Joe. And in the NFC, we have the youngest matchup in history for a championship game, 23-year-old Brock Purdy against 24-year-old Jalen Hurts. So, when Brock first came in, when Jimmy got hurt against Miami, you were of the opinion, let's just see what he's got. And then when he beat Tampa, you were slow to warm to him. Now you're writing, Brock isn't going to wilt. So, and he had some moments. The Dallas game was probably, Jeff, where it got the most sideways on him, literally, rolling out to his left. But you were slow to really embrace that. The last pick in the draft can do this, and now you're saying, no matter, he's got to go into Philadelphia on Sunday, but you're saying he's not going to wilt now, huh?
Yeah, I think he'll play okay. I don't think he's gonna, you know, dominate. I think the Eagles have a really good defense, and they have people who can match up with what the 49ers bring on offense. You know, really good cover guys and a very active pass rush. But yeah, I mean, look, he's played long enough now that even someone as skeptical as I can be about rookie quarterbacks who haven't played a whole lot, I mean, you have to be impressed by what he's done. And there is just his demeanor, his poise, even when things aren't going well, his trust in the offense. You can see he's been prepped really well. All that stuff matters in a game like this, you know, on a stage like this. So I don't think it's going to be too big for him. I just think the Eagles are probably just the better team right now.
One of the things you say, defense is going to trump offense next Sunday. And I don't know if that's good news or bad news for the 49ers, because as you point out, the 49ers have the number one defense, but the more you watch Philadelphia, the more impressed you become. Four players with 10 sacks, their speed. And we're just talking about Brock Purdy. It took him a minute to adjust to Dallas' speed, and I think there's going to be another speed jump when it comes to the Eagles. So most people assume if it's going to be defense, it's going to be the 49ers, but Philadelphia is really good on that side of the ball.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I think what's interesting about this game is I think the pressure that Philadelphia can put on you with their offense to make things easier for their defense. You know, you saw the way that Giants game went, and the Giants are a far cry from what the 49ers are. I'm not trying to make that comparison, but the Eagles can get out on you so fast. And when you have to play from behind, it's different when it's not Geno Smith over there, or it's, you know, and it's not Dak Prescott over there, where you don't know what you're going to get. I think the Eagles can thrive in that stadium with their defense, their ability to the ball hawk, their ability to bring different pass rushers. They've got a great year out of Hassan Reddick. They got multiple guys, you know, with big sack numbers. And so, yeah, I think, to be honest with you, the big thing that Niners have to do, which they are good at, is running the football. They got to control the tempo, and they got to be super physical as well, because the Eagles will give up some yards on the ground.
Jeffrey, thank you so much. We know you're busy. You're Papa from the NFL Network to us, so thank you so much for taking the time. Should be fun this weekend. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.